Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, about Virginia going blue, Lee, and we said this every time there's a new election in Virginia, and this happened during the midterms as well. People go, ha! See, this shows Democrat gains. There's a tidal wave. People just love what they're selling, and now Virginia's gone blue. But why did it go blue? According to the New York Times over the weekend, a tidal wave of mass immigration handed Virginia to the Democrats. And this is because literally Northern Virginia and Southern Virginia is swampland. I mean, that's where people from the swamp live. So they're all Democrats.
The political swamp, not
the political
necessarily
swamp. I mean, these people who are bureaucrats, you know, in D.C., they're all Democrats, and that's where they live. So that's Southern Virginia. So that's going to swing the state too. But the biggest factor, they wrote, is mass immigration. Not long ago, this rolling green stretch of Northern Virginia was farmland. Most people could vote had grown up here, and when they did, they usually chose Republican. Not anymore. The fields of Loudoun County are disappearing, and in their place, row upon row of cookie-cutter townhomes. The residents are often from other places like India and Korea, and when they vote, it's often for Democrats. And they're saying in 1990, Virginia was home to less than 312,000 foreign-born residents. Today, it's close to 1.1 million, about four times what the population was three decades before, New York Times reports. In 2019, one in 10 Virginia residents are foreign-born. In 1990, it was one in 28. And they're saying that's what's doing this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The concentration in certain areas, which is why this is just, it's just going hardcore blue. Which is what our immigration was designed to do. We do not have diversity in immigration. We only take groups in large numbers that vote overwhelmingly Democrat. We do not take groups in large numbers that do not. There is zero interest in computer programmers from Poland. We'll get them from somewhere where they vote highly Democrat. We'll take them from India or China.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Computer programmers all over the place. But, you know, that's what we do. Okay, meanwhile.
Maybe we'd some Russian programmers.
Yeah, why not? Anyway, so meanwhile, did you see, I wonder if they're going to yank Molly Hemingway off the stage at Fox News or not. Did you see what she did over
the
weekend?
What did she do?
It was awesome. So to set this up, Fox News came out and said, none of our commentators or our reporters are going to tell anybody that the whistleblower's name is Eric Charmel.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Did Molly spill the beans?
She did.
Uh-oh.
Very deliberately. And she couldn't have missed that policy because I saw it, and I'm not even a Fox News commentator. It was all over the place, right?
You should be, though.
Yeah, I'd get myself in way too much trouble. I wouldn't last a week. Anyway, this is Molly Hemingway outing the whistleblower on Fox News. And then I'm going to play her clip explaining why she did it. Take a listen.
This is one of the things I don't quite get about the conversation we're having. There has been reporting on this whistleblower.
The president is saying that the media is not doing its job.
And that is
how are you guys exempt from that?
The New York Times did all but reveal his name in September.
Yes,
they gave
Sean
all
Hannity.
The details.
So did
and,
but the New York Times was the first to basically half out the whistleblower by saying he's a CIA officer who had been assigned to the White House. You're right.
And Real Clear Investigations has identified a man named Eric Charmella as the whistleblower. So it's already out there. We could be talking about this reporting and talking about whether that's accurate reporting or not. So I feel a little bit confused about why we're pretending that it hasn't already been
I just
reported.
Want to clarify that I don't know that
that
is the person.
That might be the first time that the name has been mentioned on Fox News.
I just want to clarify that I'm going to come to you on this. I don't know whether this is actually the person or not.
Yeah, he does. That's why he just freaked out when she said his name, that everybody knows. You know what's funny? You watch these Democrat commentators on Fox News about the whistleblower.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll slip. They'll say, we can't put his name out. I mean, his or her name out because they know who it is.
They've
all been on Google.
Yeah.
Okay, now listen, Molly, it'll be interesting to see if they yank her out of there. And she's not allowed to do this anymore. If so, she gave up her commentator position for the country. It was a real service to the Republic. Here we go. Molly Hemingway explaining why it's important to media report this guy's name.
The media should be in the business of sharing information that is in the public interest. And there's no question that this is in the public interest. And we're not seeing this kind of concern that the media has for this whistleblower that they have had for other people. You had CNN doxing a grandmother because they didn't like what she put on Facebook, you know, showing her in her front lawn. You had NBC recently outing a Russian, an American spy who was Russian. You have had the New York Times out a CIA station chief in Iran. You don't see concern when it doesn't match their political motivation. And of course, Adam Schiff first demanded that the whistleblower testify until that precise moment that it was revealed that they had coordinated prior to him filing the complaint.
That the whistleblower had spoken to Schiff's
staff. So it seems like the media are just following what Adam Schiff wants, and that's not a good look.
Adam Schiff actually released the name in an unredacted report that was sent out and then pulled it back. Adam Schiff himself, his office, has already outed Cherumella.
You would think these people are operating like there's not the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, if we, the news media, don't tell you, then you will not know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, in 1992, perhaps, not today.
Pay no attention to the whistleblower behind the curtain.
Yes. And okay, so the and we've talked about the purpose for this. They know his name's out there. He's not going to get hurt. That's what they do to us. That's not what we do to them. He's not going to get hurt. Nothing's going to happen to him. That's not the point. They are insisting on not naming him so they do not have to do the reporting. So it is not obvious they are not doing the reporting that so many have already done, including Breitbart Daily Caller and Real Clear Investigations, that shows this guy was a partisan hack flying around with the world with Joe Biden when Joe Biden wasn't inviting him as a guest to honor to State Department dinners. And that's when he wasn't writing anti-Trump speeches for Susan Rice. And that's when he wasn't coordinating with the DNC and Andrea Chalupa. God, I want Mexican for lunch now. To start the Russia coup. And that's when his attorney wasn't writing 10 days after Trump was inaugurated. They were going to take him out in a coup that involved impeachment. Yeah. And he wouldn't finish his term. 10 days after inauguration, the guy hadn't had a chance to hardly move the furniture into the White House.
Yeah, they mentioned the word coup. They talked about impeachment. The moment, actually, there's evidence that some of the media were already talking about impeachment before he was even inaugurated. I mean, how do you impeach a sitting president? That, I mean, bring up impeachment only days after he has been sworn into office. How do you do that? I mean, not even Donald Trump could commit enough high crimes and misdemeanors, I would say, as talented as he is and that great mind that he's got. How in the world could he have done that within days of being inaugurated? I mean, the first few days, you don't even have everybody in the office yet. They don't even know how to get in.
Yeah. So anyway, it'd be interesting to see if Molly Hemingway keeps her job or not. Did you hear Lindsey Graham?
Not yet.
Yeah, Graham is saying, "Look, if the House doesn't interview the whistleblower, this thing's on dead on arrival."
I did see that comment. Didn't hear it.
It's impossible to bring this case forward, in my view, fairly, without us knowing who the whistleblower is and having a chance to cross-examine them about any biases that they may have. So, if they don't call the whistleblower in the House, this thing is dead on arrival in the Senate.
Well, this thing ought to be dead on arrival in the Senate, period, because there is no evidence to support what it is, the charge that they're making. I mean, it has been shown there is no quid pro quo. There was nothing that was done here. And all this so-called opinion by other people, and that's all this is opinions.
Meanwhile, a curious thing is happening here, because the right and the left is saying the same thing at the same time. That almost never happens. And when it does, it gets my attention.
Yeah.
The right and the left, American Thinker This Weekend, and The Hill, among several publications, asking the same question. I'll read the one in The Hill. Is Pelosi saving Trump by shaping impeachment to fail in the Senate? This was written by Jonathan Turley, an admitted liberal, who sometimes comments on Fox News. Now, over at American Thinker, they were asking the same question, and for good reason, saying, listen, okay, Jim Jordan, last person you want cross-examining like on Earth. If I'd done something wrong and I saw Jim Jordan, I think I'd have to change my underwear, right? Well, so Nancy Pelosi is the only one who can approve the movement from committee to committee. So the Republicans proposed last week, and I didn't even cover it because I'm like, Nancy'd never go for this. Moving Jim Jordan from the Oversight Committee onto Intelligence. Like now, so that he can cross-examine these witnesses Schiff is bringing. And Pelosi approves it? That doesn't make any sense. I mean, look at the Democrats. This is ridiculous. They have decided not to allow any of the Republicans' witnesses. No interview of the whistleblower. He's going to be hidden. Because, you know, and that's been since it was discovered that Schiff coordinated with the whistleblower and the whole thing was staged. But we're all pretending it wasn't staged and that we don't know who the whistleblower is. And so all of that kind of stuff, Jonathan Turley is writing, is Pelosi saving Trump by shaping impeachment to fail in the Senate? The woman did not want to do this. She did not want to do the impeachment. She wants it over quickly. And if it fails in the Senate, it makes it harder for the right to run on the idea that the left is doing nothing but impeaching Trump. Interesting.
Yes.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Texter writes, so Molly Hemingway is a whistleblower on The Whistleblower. Yes, these are the absurd times we live in. Texter writes, Fox will dump her by the end of the day. They are in the same count as Drudge is now. Another texter writes, all evidence leads to Hillary and the Clinton cartel. Yeah, when the evidence leads to Hillary and the Clinton cartel, things begin to go awry for anyone who points in that direction. True whistleblowers always get whacked. And I mean literally physically whacked. Now, you want to know what a true whistleblower looks like? Edward Snowden blew the whistle on illegal spy programs, and they're spying on Americans. He lives in Russia now. He's afraid to return to his own country, and we know his name. That's how a real whistleblower is treated by the swamp. If the swamp wants to protect a whistleblower, something's bad wrong. I mean, can't you just intuitively see that? Texter writes, oh, okay. Wait, I tried to get a Popeye's chicken sandwich in Gainesville, Florida, Friday evening. How'd that go? Let's see. The drive-thru was into the road 100 yards. Inside was crowded at the counter. Tables were mostly empty. People standing around had been waiting 20 minutes since ordering. I left after 10 minutes empty-handed. CFA, I think they mean Chick-fil-A, is far more crowded, but actually gives food to customers. Nobody acting up. Yeah, I mean, you don't even get body slammed there. It's just Popeyes that kill me. Oh my God. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the Popeyes PR department right now. Oh, by the way, did you see this? These leftists have the country so tied in knots, especially these young people. Because see, these young people don't remember 20 years ago when they were saying we had like, you know, Al Gore was saying we had like 10 years left and he did that film and man, we were supposed to all be underwater by 2010, except it never happened. So like we hear that now, if you've lived long enough, we hear that now and we're like, eh, whatever. We fell for that two or three times. We're done. Everything's fine. So their aim is the young people. These young people think they're all going to die. Here's the headline. Climate change could end mortgages as we know them. This is CBS News. Climate change could punch a hole through the financial system by making 30-year home mortgages, the lifeblood of the American housing market, effectively unobtainable in entire regions across the U.S. Yes, they burn up, right? That's what the future could look like without policy to address climate change, according to the latest research from the Federal Reserve Bank of San Francisco. The bank is considering these and other risks. The bank says it's considering these and other risks on Friday in an unprecedented conference on the economics of climate change. And by God, I mean, if people can't get a 30-year mortgage because we're all going to die because we're going to burn right up, but then they'll have to have a 15-year mortgage or even a 10-year mortgage and nobody can make those payments where nobody's going to have a house and we're all going to die or something. so ridiculous. This is so ridiculous. Anyway, as somebody pointed out on the text line earlier in today's first genius text, you got a lot more to worry about in California than climate change. Like, if you have your house for 30 years, it'll probably burn to the ground due to liberal policies. Now, if you want to freak out about something environmental, that'd be a good one. Man-caused disasters. Meanwhile, while the San Francisco Fed warns us, we are on the precipice of the wipeout of humanity and the 30-year mortgage because of climate change. We're all going to burn up. Simultaneously, folks. Simultaneously, headline in the Washington Post, hundreds of records could fall in next week's impressively cold snap. Record cold is possible from the Great Lakes to the Gulf Coast. The Arctic blast set to engulf the eastern half of the lower 48 next week, they write, this is Washington Post, will make mid-November feel more like mid-January. Between Sunday and Wednesday, the temperatures will sink to levels 15 to 30 degrees below colder than normal from the plains to the East Coast. Yeah, that's going to happen here. We're going to hit 24 tomorrow night is our low, 24. If you got any plants out there that, you know, that could get hurt for freezing, bring them in. Bring your dogs in, please. Please, God, please don't leave your short-haired dog out there. And that, please do not. So cruel. Oh, God, on a day I know it's going to get this cold and I drive by those dog houses with those dogs chained, I just shudder. I want to come out of my car and put them in the back and keep them warm. Morons don't bring their animals out. Don't tell me you put blankets out. It's not what animals are meant for. They sleep in big, big heaps, you know, in caves and stuff. There's reasons they do that. Dog can't handle this kind of cold. And yeah, you ought to feel like crap about it if you leave them out. Shame on you. Anyway, so this is simultaneously. So if you're a leftist, you got to hold two things in your mind simultaneously this week. 30-year mortgage is dying because of climate change because we're going to burn up. And, oh, by the way, we're setting record low temperatures. And they're right. I checked the frost averages. We don't usually hit the lower 20s in this in Greenville for a low till December to January. So this is unusual for November. USA Today, 148 daily record lows are currently forecast to be broken, tied, or come within 1 degree between Tuesday and Thursday of this week. It's according to the National Weather Service. Weather Prediction Center. Record lows expected across the South and Midwest on Tuesday. Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen here. Later on this winter, as always happens, we'll have a warm snap. We will have unseasonably warm weather for like a week or something. It'll sweep across the Midwest and the South, whatever. We'll be out there, it'll be 70, we'll be in shorts or whatever. And they'll say, ooh, climate change. We're burning up, man. We're going to die. But when they report this kind of thing, record-breaking lows coming, they don't put it in that context. It's how they manipulate you. So Bloomberg's getting in the race.
Yeah, big deal.
He wants
deal.
To take your gun and your big gulp.
Yes.
Probably not in that order, though.
No, pretty much.
Yeah, because he knows better than you do. He's smarter than you.
Well, I guess he'd have to go for the Second Amendment first. That way you'd have no way to defend yourself against the big gulp grab.
Right. And if they ever get that far, there probably won't be a lot of food left anyway. So I'm not that worried about it. Anyway, yeah, so okay. So they've already got the polls out there. You ready for this?
Oh, sure.
Show me. I want to see the internals of this one, this poll. Bloomberg leads Trump by 6 points in a 2020 election matchup. Really? They just cannot help themselves with these phony polls.
Yeah.
Bloomberg is at 4% with the Democrats right now. Probably close to zero with black voters. And he's going to beat Trump by 6? More than the, more than Bernie?
Well,
okay.
And Bloomberg is the antithesis of socialism.
Yeah, I mean, right off to just, I mean, you're born a white guy and you do well monetarily, even if you don't break any laws to do it. That's highly suspicious. I mean, look what they did to Horizontal Harris.
Oh, yeah, they took her out.
They loved her for like 5 minutes when she took on Joe Biden for being too white.
Yeah.
But then when they discovered that she herself had been a prosecutor and had actually enforced the law, put drug dealers in prison, I mean, they were horrified by that. I mean, these people who say These are people who say the prisons are obsolete. We shouldn't have them anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so I mean, she was done. She dropped like a stone cold rock, and she has never come back. I mean, so folks, all that has to happen. If I were Trump, you know what I would tweet right now? I would tell the left that Bloomberg is behind stop and frisk. He was the guy under whose term as New York mayor that was pioneered. And it, and even more disastrously for him, it worked really well.
Yeah,
crime fell.
It worked so well they had to stop doing it.
Yeah, I know. So, I mean, if they were to ever find out, I mean, that is worse than anything horizontal did. You know, well, not anything. But, I mean, not the drugs. But yeah. And that's what sunk her. Because remember, she did that interview. She's like, yeah, man, I smoke pot. And people are like, but you put drug dealers away for selling pot and people away for having pot.
Yeah.
You did pot? Which is legit. Remember, that's that Tulsi Gabbard nailed her on that. She never got over. So, I mean, if the Democrats figure out that this guy did this stuff, and we have audio from earlier in the year, he was unapologetic for lowering crime rates. And he said, listen, I can't run in a Democrat primary. I'd have to, remember this, I'd have to apologize for being white, and then I'd have to apologize for enforcing the law. I'll never make it a Democrat primary.
Well, also, there is the thing that he actually ran as a Republican.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
That's why AOC was freaking out over the weekend, man. She's screaming and yelling. And
because if you have ever identified with the Republican Party, you are persona non grata as far as the left is concerned. And he ran as a Republican. He switched parties.
See, that's not going to work. Anyway, see, yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can get him out of the primary. You know, I mean, I don't see how he gets out of the primary. But I mean, his strategy is right. Wait till the end and hope they don't figure it out.
Well, I mean, he can always buy his way in just like Steyer's trying to do.
Yeah. Man, if he runs that commercial one more time saying he's going to fix our democracy, we don't live in a democracy, fool.
I've got to mention this because this is really irritating me. Have you seen the promos that the Fox News channel is running that talks about democracy 2020?
I have not, but I keep getting texts
and
about
it. I just want to smack these people. It's like, this is not a democracy. And this is the same thing. I mean, I wonder why they're doing that, because they know, their people know, this is not a democracy. It's a constitutional republic. Why are you doing this? Why are you saying the same thing that Democrats are saying and making the same mistake that Democrats are making by claiming this to be a democracy? And of course, they do it on purpose because they want anarchy. They want to be able to have all these disenfranchised people groups that they put together to form a coalition to defeat conservative Republican, politicians. That's what their goal is. And they think that democracy is the way to do this. And talking about everything being a threat to our democracy, which it can't be because we aren't one. There is no threat to democracy because this is not a democracy.
No. As someone famously said, a democracy is two men and a woman voting on whether rape should be legal. That's democracy or mob rule. Another good one is two wolves and a sheep voting on what should be, should be legal to eat for dinner.
Right.
That doesn't end well.
No.
But that's where we would be. Texture writes, holy Snickers. Holy Schnikes, that's it. Body slamming, battle axes, and homeless guys in San Francisco getting shot with arrows. What is going on? So is this Jack and Taylor's. Well, it is a full moon right now.
Homeless people getting shot with arrows? Hadn't heard about that.
I hadn't heard about that either. I don't know what that's about.
Sounds like the Hunger Games all over again.
Texture writes, hey, Tara, they offer over 30-year loans on freaking boats. That story is a joke. I know, but somewhere out there, there's a millennial who believes it, and they're cowering in fear in their parents' basement thinking it's all going to come to an end.
So someone's floating alone on a boat?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. By the way, did you hear about this? You want a picture of where the left is going? These people scare me. They're really scary.
Yeah.
There was a drag queen fundraiser. Did you hear about this in Spokane, Washington for Planned Parenthood?
Wonderful.
And what is amazing about this, not that they did it, I'm not surprised, but that Planned Parenthood didn't disavow and decline the money. A left-wing activist group based in Spokane, Washington, organized a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood featuring drag queens who held a slave-style auction of Christian pastors and activists. who protest at Planned Parenthood clinics and drag queen story hour events. So they were local preachers, ministers, that kind of thing. They auctioned them off like a slave auction.
Obviously, this is a virtual auction. Because
right, yeah. Like to be sex slaves.
At least at this point, they did not have these people in custody.
Yeah. So this was thought to be cute, and they raised the money for Planned Parenthood, and nobody objected.
Oh, boy.
They're only fantasizing until they can do the real thing.
Well, there is that.
They're just nuts. There's no other way. There's no other way you can look at it. Meanwhile, did you see this? In Montgomery County, Maryland, they're now on their 10th released illegal immigrant sex offender. That's very exciting.
Wonderful.
Big milestone there. So everywhere, you know, if all over the country, it's got to be illegal immigrant sex offenders moving to Montgomery, you know, where they've rolled the red carpet out for them. Yeah. They love that stuff. Oh, did you see this? Joe Biden, quote, from the campaign trail this weekend.
All right.
Nobody needs a magazine with 100 clips in it.
Come on, man. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, wow, can you buy a gun with 100 clips in it? Where do I get such a thing? I wanted a flamethrower originally, but heck no.
There's a difference between clips and magazines to begin with. And obviously Joe has, I'm not sure he knows which end the round comes out of.
But he knows you fire it in the air.
Yeah. A double barrel shotgun to scare off the, you know.
Do you know how much that would weigh?
Oh, good grief. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Ammo's heavy. It's lead, you know?
Yeah. Although now, I mean, I'm glad he's moved it up because, I mean, a couple weeks ago he was saying you didn't need more than one bullet.
Bullet, yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And that would have been a problem for that poor pregnant woman with the AK last week in Florida because she took out two guys with that AK. She only killed one of them, unfortunately, but she was able to dissuade them from beating her husband to death with the AK, mm-hmm. which was awesome.
Yeah.
The ultimate equalizer. So, I mean, if Joe had his way, she'd only had one bullet, and if she missed, she'd be up a creek.
Or Mayor Pete. You know, either one, he'd have been happy to. Oh, no, it was Beto, not Mayor Pete. It was Beto. Excuse me. Former Congressman Beto. He was the one that wanted to take away everybody's AR-15 and AKs. And that way she'd have probably been dead along with her husband.
Yeah, but it'd be okay because nobody knew about it.
Yeah.
She only made the news because she lived. I mean, at the national level anyway. Yeah. Texture rates, give them heck, Lee. I was going to call you guys to whine about Fox. They also don't say fair and balanced anymore. It's America's listening instead. Texture rates, yes, democracy is two women and a man voting on whether he raped one of them. Yeah, you're not going to like it. You think you will, but you won't. Texture rates, I tried putting 100 clips, paper, in my popular science magazine. It did not end well. Very much like Biden's campaign, I say. Texter writes, I feel the same way, Lee, as Lee when I hear or see that democracy law on Fox News. Yeah, it drives me crazy. Texter writes, Tara, will schools close today because of the Tuesday rain and then deep freeze on Wednesday? I bet they will. Interesting. Maybe. We'll just call it one big celebration of climate change, right? All right. Want to jump on with this. It's today's final epic rant in an epic rant packed show. This is number three. Jesse Waters nails this on the, just, I mean, honestly, casual acceptance of pedophilia by ABC, NBC, and CBS. Putting the punctuation point on the whistleblowing for the crime of turning over that recording of Amy Robach, saying, yeah, man, I had to Clinton's dead to rights. That Epstein dude, he was such a pedophile. We had all the proof. CBS fired a former ABC employee, and the other two networks, NBC and ABC, barely covered it. Because they're all reeling from their own internal sex scandals. Yeah. Jesse Waters nailed this over the weekend. Take a listen.
There's something very wicked that's happening in America. There's a major media blackout on Jeffrey Epstein, and we all know why. The whole thing is starting to make me feel sick to my stomach. Project Veritas blew it wide open this week, and they deserve a ton of credit. This was their best work to date. Video of ABC anchor Amy Robach dishing that she had the goods on Epstein. even a Clinton connection, but the network shut it down.
She told me everything. She had pictures. She had everything. She was in hiding for 12 years. We convinced her to come out. We convinced her to talk to us. It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything.
ABC had victims and witnesses on the record, photographic evidence, fingering Epstein, fingering the British royal family with a Bill Clinton angle. And that didn't meet ABC's editorial standards? What the hell are ABC's editorial standards? ABC smeared Kavanaugh with 40-year-old hearsay. No corroborating witnesses, no evidence, no pictures, nothing. ABC ran stories furnished by Michael Avenatti, a disgraced, bankrupt, tax-evading, partisan porn star attorney, claiming Kavanaugh was involved with gang rape. How did all that pass ABC's standards?
Because what they forgot to mention is the standards only apply when the people who are the subjects of the story are Democrats or Democrat donors. That's why. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, didn't we have an Arctic blast last year where it was like 60 degrees below zero in the Midwest or something? Yeah, we did. We continued to do that. Texter writes, dog pile terror. That's what you were trying to say earlier. That's how dogs sleep. That's why they want to lay on your bed. Yeah, they do. They sleep in a big pile. I was talking about, please take your dogs in tomorrow night. It's going to go down to 24. Do not tell yourself your dog has fur and so it'll be okay. It is not built that way. It doesn't work that way. Especially if you have a short-haired dog. Oh, my God. I drive by them and I see them in the morning and you can just see the way they're standing. They're just so miserable because they've been left out. That's enough, honestly, to give your dog's feet frostbite. I actually saw a dog like that one time. Had to be put down. I was doing a lot of animal rescue work back before I was married and had kids and stuff. And guy brought a dog in. His paws had gotten frostbite. And they had to put the dog down. He left it outside, chained. It's ridiculous. All right, Texter writes, we know what end Joe's rounds come out of. Oh, jeez. Texter writes, the last time we had a major cold front come through, they said it was climate change because the hot air was flowing up to the North Pole and the cold air had to move down to us. It made my brain hurt to listen to them. It's always climate change with these people. Texter writes, oh, this is good. Talking about, the 30-year mortgage might have to become the 15-year mortgage because the world's ended. According to the San Francisco Fed, by the way, that will not happen. Texter writes, when the IRS states that they might be out of business in 10 to 20 years due to climate change, I might start worrying. Ooh, good one. Texter writes, here, I'd like to know who the idiot is at the Weather Channel that thought of the idea to name snowstorms. So says Jim in Easley. And finally, Texter writes, hot in spring and summer, cold in the fall, winter, seasonal climate change happens every year. Nothing new.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.